Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Take the highway to the end of the night. End of the night.
Every one of you has a plan. Every one of you has a voice. Corporate media wants to silence these voices. You have a platform. You know, last year I launched a podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz, over 25 million downloads in a year. By the way, please go subscribe, Verdict with Ted Cruz, Verdict with Ted Cruz. Click on subscribe, 5 stars, please. But you know what? You have the same platform. You have social media. You have your friends, your neighbors, your family, your classmates. Speak out for freedom.
Yes.
Because I'm going to close with these words of encouragement. These are dark days, and the media tells us this is the new galactic empire forever and 1,000 years. But already Joe Biden and the radicals in his administration, they are already overshooting. They are already going too far. Their policies don't work. They are disasters. They are bad. They are destroying jobs. They are stripping our freedom. And there is a natural pendulum to politics. And the country will come back to sanity. And mark my words, 2022 is going to be a fantastic election year. And so is 2024. And we stand.
Ted Cruz, even though he's attacked me and done some stuff I don't like with Trump, I have a good feeling about Ted Cruz. And I just always go with my gut. And I'm not kissing Ted Cruz's ass, okay? I know he's a little minion with Glenn Beck who thinks he's Jesus and all the rest of it. But this was trending the other day. They were saying, oh, look, Ted Cruz is trying to be Alex Jones. No, he's not. That's passion for what's going on. And we all should start our own podcast. We should all start our own media, whether it's small or big. It doesn't matter. That's how we defeat the censorship. The answer to censorship is everybody needs to be out front. Look at this commenter. The Patriot's a nice guy. He says, Ted Cruz is old and boring. I think Americans need to get together and replace Ted Cruz with Alex Jones. He would give good speeches and get stuff done. Well, Cruz is trying, the Patriot. But, yeah, The Hill and everybody, you know, is out there picking this up. We don't want to fight with each other. You know, Glenn Beck attacked me for the out-of-context Trump comments that the Southern Poverty Law Center put out. And so did other people, you know, like David Knight and folks. And it's just sad because we shouldn't be siding with the Southern Poverty Law Center in anything. And I want everybody to be successful, whether it's Ted Cruz or whether it's Glenn Beck. But Glenn Beck ran big stories about this. Oh, Jones hates Trump, blah, blah, blah. No, you judge a tree by its fruits, Glenn. I've been sued over 50 times. I've been demonized. I've been attacked. On air, I've supported the president. I've also criticized stuff I didn't like. And I've played devil's advocate and said if I didn't care about the country, I didn't get rich supporting President Trump. It's been hell. It's been hell. They're trying to indict me right now. And everybody who's smart or even has half a brain knows what that means as a literary term or a verbal thing of, you know, if I was a selfish person, if I only cared about myself, I'd hate Donald Trump. I'd be far away from him. No kidding. They've offered me everything. They offered me Glenn Beck's job when they were creating Glenn Beck. Glenn, I didn't stick my face in Cheetos. I didn't attack President Trump. I've legitimately been critical of things where he's wrong, but I think he's a good man that cares and is one of our only hopes. So, again, I'm really ashamed of Glenn Beck because I learned just this morning he attacked me yesterday on a show. They had a big front page story. They sent it out to their people because he knows he lost 90% of his audience when he attacked Trump and went with Ted Cruz. Okay? Now I've tried to bury the hatchet with Beck. I've tried to bury the hatchet with Cruz. And I think Cruz has done it. He's defended my speech and says I shouldn't be censored. Glenn Beck needs to knock it off. Glenn, if you want me to knock you down a couple more rings, I'll do it, buddy boy. But I want you to rehabilitate yourself. I've talked to your sponsors, how you can't sell anything since you attacked Trump, how you're bankrupt, basically. Leave me alone. Stop trying to cut me down so you can be higher up. Glenn, I want you to be successful, Glenn. I want you to come in, join the team, buddy boy. I don't need to dominate you. I'm already way stronger than you, way better than you. Come from a much better family than you. When you want to talk turkey, you're a damn little pervert loser. So leave me alone, boy. I'll knock your ass politically down where you belong to be. Grow up, you little punk. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
March is here, and we're running a special for only 1 week. Store-wide free shipping up to 50% off on our best-selling items. Free shipping on storable food till this next Saturday, and 10% off. Do you have any idea that most of the cost of storable food is the shipping? That is the best deal ever. Only till this Saturday. Survival Shield X2, the good halogen, 50% off. Turbo Force, the 10-hour clean energy, 40% off. Ultra 12, the best vitamin B12 out there. Take it out of the tongue. It's incredible. 50% off. All of it free shipping. Huge deals on gravity-fed water filters. Amazing deals on all of our products. I'll be frank with you. Stuff's so bad. Things are so out of control. I'm trying to sell them everything so we actually have funds inside our coffers to keep operating if they shut our shopping carts down. We're under a major globalist attack, not because we're the enemy, but because we're standing between you and the globalists. The globalists want to bankrupt you. They want to enslave you. They want to depopulate you. They want to force inoculate you. Fund InfoWars, and we'll take action against them in the fight.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Is the Proud Boys, are they a domestic terrorist group?
I don't think we have treated the Proud Boys itself as a domestic terrorism group, but we certainly have individuals.
What does it take to make the list?
Well, there is, as you may know, Senator, under federal law, under U.S. law, there is no list of domestic terrorism organizations the same way there is for foreign terrorist organizations.
Well, let's think about that in the next 47 seconds. Oath Keepers, are they a domestic terrorist organization?
We, again, as with Proud Boys, we have individuals who associate themselves with that group who are
domestic terrorist organization. Same thing, same answer?
Same answer.
So why don't we think about how to gather better information and expose some of these groups? If they were on a list, would it make it easier for you?
I think the issue of whether or not to designate or have a formal mechanism for designating domestic terror groups in the same way we do with, say, Al-Qaeda or ISIS, I think there's reasonable debate about whether or not it would really advance
the needle. Is the KKK a domestic terrorist group?
Well, there is no legal designation for domestic terrorism.
My point is, I don't know if we should have one or not, but I think it's time to think about it.
Thursday transmission. I tend to open the phones up bottom of the hour to talk to you. Looking forward to it. You know, Lindsey Graham is a really weird political operator. He definitely plays both sides. He's bad news. We know that. But he comes out and says, what did Nancy Pelosi know? When did Nancy Pelosi know about the plan to attack the Capitol? It was not the president inciting it. His million people that showed up, he had no idea that would happen. It was a couple hundred operatives of Antifa and federal provocateurs inside the Proud Boys, inside the Oath Keepers, and inside the Boogaloos. And I'll say this, the Boogaloos say they want to start a revolution, they want to get stuff going. The other two groups don't, and I think overall aren't bad people and certainly aren't terrorists. Enrique Tarrio or Stuart Rhodes is a longtime friend of mine, and a constitutional lawyer and veteran, whole nine yards. But when you get these groups that are this big and they start getting huge, you're going to get infiltrators, you're going to get problems. And we know that happened. And so Graham says, oh, what did Pelosi know? When did she know it? They dropped that fake Senate hearing, that fake impeachment 2.0 so fast because they know that it was provocateur and led by FBI agents. It's come out in court. And they know Antifa was involved leading it. Not just Jaden X, but others, paid by CNN to do it with CNN reporters using aliases. That's all come out in mainstream news. I reported it the damn day of and the next day. Had his brother on. And so we've been there breaking it all down. And so we're not saying militia groups or patriot groups are bad. We're saying, watch out. They're trying to infiltrate you and trying to set you up. And the feds in those groups will say, don't listen to Jones. He's attacking our militia. No, I'm warning you about where we are and what's going on. And so then Graham does a good thing there. He zigs and zags more than anybody I've ever seen. I can't stand it. Trump was always just the same. You know, you might disagree with what he's doing sometimes, but it's the same today, tomorrow, next week. With Graham, he does some good stuff, and he comes back and says, well, we just better start talking about listing all these groups as terrorists. The reason the FBI doesn't do that is that it's an international designation, and non-citizens have a different designation under the Constitution and under the Patriot Act with the enemy combatant status. So for them to say, let's start listing citizens as terrorists, well, now you've really set up a real police state with all the bells and whistles, and it's official. Which they're already doing. The Democrats are, we want anti-terrorism, and we've had crew members visited by the Anti-Terrorism Task Force. I showed you the card the other day on air. I mean, I didn't make it up. Agent Snow of the Counterterrorism Task Force came to the last known address of one of our crew members. His mother, he's a young guy, hadn't lived there in a long time. Yeah, we want to talk to Rob. Where is he? And by the way, Rob didn't go to D.C. Rob wasn't there. Rob is a board operator and pulls up news articles on the show. Does a good job, too. But when I say, hey, pull this up or pull that up, that's what he does, FBI. But they know that. In fact, Candace Owens talked about this on Twitter yesterday and on national TV. She has dozens of friends that were at the Ellipse with the president, inside the cordon with the Secret Service, that just went there to hear the president speak. They've gotten FBI visits. People that weren't even in D.C. have gotten FBI visits. And we know the FBI, this political operation, is going around interviewing hundreds of people trying to get them to say that I told them to go attack the Capitol. That really makes me sad for the FBI because, you know, I want to believe in the balance of power in this country between the states and federal government. I understand there's a role for federal investigators. We've had it since the start of the country. You know, it goes back to mainly taxation, folks. That's what the ATF comes out of. But this is just out of control. And it doesn't intimidate me. It's just par for the course of how much trouble this country's in. That we have the FBI while the border is open, human smuggling, all sorts of real terror groups, all sorts of just crazy-ass people out there. And you think Make America Great Again people are the number one threat because the director says so, and he says that Antifa was not at the Capitol when they were sticking out like a sore thumb. So here it is. Feds on high alert Thursday after warnings about potential threats to the U.S. Capitol. Now here's the deal. I just tell you what I really see. The Q movement was the biggest thing since sliced bread until the 20th when it got discredited and Biden got inaugurated. I went and tried to find where the FBI and Congress is saying there's this huge Q attack planned for today and Trump's getting inaugurated. There's almost no one they can find. I've watched probably 15 MSNBC, CNN, ABC news reports. I've read it. I've gone and checked. They go to all these public events and try to find one woman or somebody to say, yeah, I hope he comes in on the 4th. It's made up, and it's an excuse to keep federal troops there, and it's an excuse to just continue this whole unconstitutional spectacle and to claim this is the big threat to the country. They even admitted in Congress yesterday that no guns were found and no ammunition by anybody in the Capitol. Again, that's not a terrorist attack, and we need Congress to push back on this. Instead, House Republican, Trump has a responsibility to tell his supporters to stand down after new threats. So because somebody on 8chan claims, obviously one of the globalists, that's who runs it, oh, on the 4th he'll be inaugurated, which is today, won't happen, then they can use that to then say Trump needs to decry non-existent people on 8chan in case there's violence. You see how they can now stage a false flag today, tomorrow, next week, and say, oh, it's Trump's fault, it's his supporters, when they created Q. They came in with Q, and they did the whole thing. And I've been honest about that, too. Q was created by some people in the Trump administration without Trump's knowledge early on. It got taken away from him within 3 weeks. And it's been run by the guy on screen basically since then. So I just love him up there like he's battling Q, when if anybody's Q, it's the FBI director. I mean, that's what it is. It's a PSYOP. It's Operation Trust, just like this communist had in the 1920s in Russia. And if you don't know what Operation Trust is, you should look it up right now. Here it is. FBI admits no firearms were seized during Capitol insurrection. Only shot fired was cop killing Ashley Babbitt. Videos on InfoWars.com. Another big article from Information Liberation. New normal. Liberal Western leaders unite to criminalize and jail their right-wing opposition. Germany bans the biggest conservative party, says they're going to start arresting them because they want their country to be sovereign. But don't worry. Dr. Seuss will be safe. Offensive material. eBay banned sale of Dr. Seuss books. Remember just a week ago when the leftist group called for it? I was like, come on. Nobody's going to do that. It's banned. HEB says they're not going to carry it anymore. They've got, you know, end caps. It's all for sale. Just get the Seuss out. Get it out. Get it out. God, get it out of here. There's nothing more satanic than the leftist Dr. Seuss, which it was. But it doesn't matter. A leftist group projected onto it the same esoteric Q stuff the left has, that they magically saw something bad. Yeah, there is Obama reading a Hitler manual, Dr. Seuss manual. But it doesn't matter. Everything's got to be banned because common sense has to be banned. This authoritarian takeover. This is 1984 come true.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Two official museums of Dr. Seuss. And I actually checked it, made sure it was actually real. The family said these are the only two that are real. And I bought a bunch of art. And believe me, comparatively, I knew that these were good deals I was getting. And so I probably bought, I don't know, four expensive pieces, five or six smaller pieces. I gave some to family as presents. This is the only piece I bought for myself. I bought the other pieces, again, for family and for my wife. One of them is actually the original. They made so many prints after it, but I actually bought one original. Can you imagine the value of this? Maybe I'll auction it off to fund the InfoWar. This is, 56 of 57 of a painting he did that was then shrunk down by the graphic artist of the time and put into a book. So that's one of the frames from Green Eggs and Ham. And there he is talking to the little fellow about the green eggs and ham when he finally decides to eat the green eggs. The green eggs and ham. And that hangs in the break room here at InfoWars. So imagine a world where even that type of information is banned. That is what our country has come to. That I even joked around my wife. I said, you know, we ought to get some of this. I bet in the future it'll be banned as politically incorrect. And she remembers me saying that in the museum. Because they want to ban everything. They want the power that only what they want is allowed to be seen. In fact, it's an excellent film based on a composite of true stories about East Germany, the lives of others. And there's this young, you know, beautiful woman who wants to be an actress. She is an actress, but she's got to have sex with the head of the communist bureau that controls the theater so she can continue to do that, and she does. And it really makes her depressed. It really makes her upset. And then this East German Stasi guy spying on her. He's spying on others, the lives of others. He watches a playwright commit suicide. Because, and he's even a big leftist, but it's not leftist enough because they're actually jealous of what an incredible playwright he is. Even though this guy's a communist, they don't like him because he's so famous. It's a power trip of the bureaucrat to not let his plays be seen, so he commits suicide. And it's, again, based on a composite of true stories that actually unfolded under the East German Stasi. So this is all about power. You're like, why are they banning classical music? Why are they banning classical architecture? Why are they banning Dr. Seuss, who was a big leftist of his time? Why are they? Because they want to piss on it. They want to mark their territory that you got to come through us. Nothing new can be seen unless it's us. And if they can ban everything else, they think it makes their art more popular. But if you look at the stuff that they give 5 stars to now artificially on Netflix, because they were getting 0 stars, it's all anti-God, anti-family, anti-man, anti-child, anti-woman, anti-human. And no one wants it. I mean, you look at Bill Gates' comments are 1,000 to 1 negative, literally. And so they just remove comments, whether it's on YouTube or Facebook or Twitter. And so it's the same everywhere. We're rejecting them. They're spiritually ugly. They're spiritually wicked. And if you were a sack of garbage like Michael Bloomberg, or a sack of garbage like Bill Gates, or a sack of garbage like these empty nobodies, you don't want the money and power. That's nothing. You want to control what's between someone's son's legs. Because if you can take a family son's testicles, the family jewels, you control the whole destiny. So these are just berserking mad dog criminals who know exactly what they're doing and are demonically inspired to carry out their operations. And just like psychopaths always drive little non-threatening cars and wear non-threatening clothes and always want to act sweet to you, they have an overdriving wish to destroy you. If you had to tune in the frequency, it's like a zombie against glass. And like come back 100 years later, still doing it. I'm like, well, I'm not like that. Yeah, you're not like that because you're not of them, the undead Satanist. But just Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, all of them just never stops, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, decade after decade, thousands of years go by. It's their spirit. It's kill, 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 kill the humans. Kill, 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 kill. That's the transmission they tune into. And they're captured by it. So you're like, why would Gates be doing this with an unpopular vaccine, killing so many, maiming, trying to cover it up? Because he's got a mission to kill you. He's not in charge. He's a demon. He's a demon-possessed entity given all the money of all the robber barons, the people that funded Hitler, to kill you. Instead of having global peace and global unity with humanity coming together, a real globalism, they have their false globalism. And so you had uptight conservatives scared of freedom because they knew it would get out of hand. You had modern liberals come along like, green eggs and ham, it's fun. People are having fun. It's funny. It's words. It's silly. It's not neurotic. It's not crazy. It's not stupid. It makes sense. It's banned. Because big tech wants you depressed. It's in their own white papers. They want you alone in the dark. There's one transmission. Alone in the dark. Alone in the dark. Alone in the dark. I've had a globalist tell me and another individual trying to destroy me. They sized me up and they said, you're going to die alone in the dark. And I learned that's their saying, alone in the dark, alone in the dark. No, I'm going to live for eternity in the light, not in the dark with you. I don't fear death like you people. And so, again, literally, ladies and gentlemen, that little sweet thing you see right there, of the green eggs and ham is what they want banned. Because why? They're both smiling, ladies and gentlemen. And they're friends, and they get along. And one's white and one's yellow. They actually say that's racist. They say, because there's color. See, now they say mother and father's bad. Well, some people don't have a mother and father. Well, now some people aren't yellow. Some aren't white. And it's like, oh, that one has a black face. You can't have something with a black face. I'm offended. It's total attack on symbols and communications by a cult of mental patient devil worshipers that want to control everything we do. They mean business, ladies and gentlemen. I like the painting. You can see where he painted over the bone in the middle of the ham. He says, hey, you got to add white there. It's cool. It's absolutely cool. And now I tell you, I value that original I've got even more. It's just a little original. It's kind of the adult stuff he did. It was like a girl fish and a boy fish smiling at each other. And that's bad, too. It's a girl and a boy. Like it's a girl fish and a boy fish swimming along, smiling at each other. It's an original. And oh my gosh, I can't have that. I'm not supposed, that's evil. A boy and girl liking each other. That's dirty. We'll be right back with your phone calls. We'll get the number up.
We're shooting this on the evening of Monday, March 1st, 2021.
And in just 6 days, this Saturday, the biggest sale ever on storable food is going to end. Because of the ice storms, the problems around the country, our big supplier, highest quality storable food at the lowest price, My Patriot, is giving us the best deal ever. Free shipping on all of their storable food. And that's a big cost of storable food is the shipping because it weighs a lot. And 10% off on top of it. You won't see this deal come along for a long, long time. You've got until this Saturday, the 6th of March, 2021. And then contractually, they have to end the sale because they have hundreds of distributors. And they're getting mad that we're undercutting the price. And they decided to do this. So it's exclusively available. There's a few days left at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareWithAlex.com. Takes you right to specials. All their food, all their packages, 1 month, 6 months, a year. It's all PrepareWithAlex.com. Take advantage of it now. And it funds the InfoWars.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.
Mission impossible. It's a mission we must complete. We got these self-appointed globalists think they're God. Well, they're going to find out they're not, and they are finding that process out. We made them accelerate their operations, and now they've got a lot of malfunctions and problems happening. I intend to accelerate those even more and make them explode in failure in their attempt to dominate us in the great animating contest of liberty. We're attacking on all fronts in the information war. I want to give the number out on this Thursday transmission. I want to take your calls. First-time callers again. Any subject you want to cover. But the big one for me is the London Guardian. It's up on Infowars.com. Also, it's in Forbes, worshiping this. World needs equivalent of pandemic lockdowns every 2 years to meet Paris climate emissions, and then it's really part of a new climate lockdown system. Every 2 years. Just a few days ago, I was playing that Great Reset video. They're like, it's so good. Things are locked down. It's so happy. The animals are happy and everything's so quiet. And seismologists can hear what's happening in the earth. Meanwhile, the third world starving to death. Big tech's consolidated the economy. They're bankrupting everyone. China produced more billionaires than all countries combined last year. This is an authoritarian economic war takeover. But we wear our masks because we're heroes. What do you make of the giant admission? Let's pull up today's live show feed if we can. The giant admission that this is a UN paper they put out. The UN admits that the COVID-19 lockdowns are a smokescreen for global government takeover. Man, our legislatures, our governors ought to be all over that. But see, they're preconditioned. There's no great lockstep. There's no lockdown. As a matter of fact, Klaus Schwab says it. Oh, you don't want to talk about that, governor, or you'll be in the New York Times. Then you'll be popular. Because if the New York Times attacks you, the people love you. Yeah, the UN, the left says the humans are the virus on the planet. So they tell you, oh, those that say a lockdown's coming, those that say there's world government, those that say the vaccines hurt you, those that say there's a plan to lower the carbon, just don't listen to them. And then it happens, I'm like, well, I better not say anything, you know. Talking about the New World Order is not kosher, it's not cool, and then they win the whole war against you. Toll-free number to join us, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539, and I will get right to your calls if the hair lifts the admiral, coming up next segment. That's an old British naval saying, and I have nothing against anybody that has hair lips. I've got my own little, I guess, deformities, you could call it. But that's what makes us closer to God. None of us are pure. It's our imperfection that begins to achieve perfection. But you're not supposed to say of the hair lifts the admiral. You're not supposed to say handicap. You're supposed to kill old people. Just don't call them handicapped. You're supposed to kill Down syndrome people. Just don't call them retarded. Don't call them retarded when you kill them. See how that? See, oh, run death camps in China. Just don't sell Dr. Seuss books on the Apple bookstore. Oh, Apple's moving, I'm told. They're looking at banning Dr. Seuss. You know, don't worry. All the other eBay is, Amazon's starting to ban it. I mean, if a group complains, we're going to ban Dr. Seuss, but we can run Apple death camps in China. See how it works? Yeah, it's pretty sick. Oh, yeah. Maybe we should come back and play this news clip. I'm glad you guys found it, where they bring in a Down syndrome man, this very high-functioning Down syndrome person, and they tell him, you're worthless. You cost way more money than most people. And they sit there and run him down. It says, once they create a socialist system, oh, well, you're a right-winger. You don't get health care. You got Down syndrome. You don't get health care. You're above 70. You don't get health care. You see, it's all picking and choosing winners in a super corporate state. Because they can't produce art, they can't produce literature, they can't produce love. The average sociopath literally thinks, oh, your cat or dog, like psychiatrists teach, your cat or dog doesn't have emotions. It doesn't really love you. Because, see, they don't love anybody. They don't even want you to think a dog or cat loves you. I figured out their number, man. These people are trash. And the more we bow down to them, the worse it gets. Because, oh, the mob's here for Dr. Seuss now. Well, we better give you Dr. Seuss. And Coca-Cola says being white's bad. While the big global megacorporations take full control of civilization and society and pump into your black veins, your white veins, your brown veins, your pink veins, poison literally designed to kill your ass with slow kill, and you're just like bowing down to it because it's the media and it's the big corporations with communist China selling political dissidents organs. They're the authority. They tell me what's good. They tell me what's bad. They're the big corporations. They know best. And they're monsters. We're going to come back and talk to Nick, Kyle, Alex, and many others, and I've got a lot more to hit here today. But since we're talking about films earlier, you know, there's a film put out a year and a half ago called You Can't Watch This. We sell it. It's only the most depressing stuff I said, Gab McGinnis said, others said. I already signed a contract, about 20,000 of them. Once I got it, you can see the reviews are real. 67%. Let's look and see what Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. Let's see what reviews it's got at InfoWarsStore.com. I even know we still had this on DVD. I thought we sold out of it, but I guess a year ago I said reorder it, so a limited supply came in. 100% review. Perfect 5 stars. 57 reviews. We have a couple hundred copies of this, and I do intend to reorder it. Because even though DVDs have been phased out, you better keep your old DVD players. You better keep your old hard drives. Because in the future, everything will be having the data and having it private. And you're authorized to make copies. I want you to get my DVD. And I want you to re-upload it, download it, edit it, share it. I don't care. It's free to air. And it is a 14-year-old film that is stronger now than ever. You think that video with tens of millions of views right now that we put up last week where I predicted the COVID lockdowns 10 years ago, I didn't predict it. I was reading a Rockefeller lockstep document on air. This is 50 times more powerful, and it has a 100% review. Unlike the leaked video we've been selling for a year and a half, the Southern Poverty Law Center edited, oh, the leaked video, where I'm like, if I didn't love America and only cared about myself, I would hate Trump and hate him and Roger Stone and what we've been through. Roger Stone called me up last night. He goes, man, I saw that edited video. Can't wait to hang out with you soon. I totally get what you're saying. They're trying to drive a wedge. You say in the video, if I wasn't a moral person, if I was only into myself, I would join with evil and I would hate Trump because I've been persecuted for Trump. I say that all the time. But that's how they lie, because it's all they've got. They're not creative. They can't actually do real things. It's okay. Feel sorry for them. That's why they get low reviews, even though we're selling the DVD. You want to get the secret leaked DVD. It's not secret. It's not leaked. But, you know, there's that bumper sticker. If you want your children to listen, whisper. It's true. Like, you'll be telling your daughter or son, hey, listen to me. You need to clean out the sink. You need to clean up your room. You need to take the trash out. I'm not going to let him go to that birthday party this weekend if he doesn't clean up everything and mow the lawn. Oh, Dad, I'll do all that. You got to whisper. She said, oh, we've got a leaked video of Alex Jones secretly saying he hates Trump, which we've been selling for a year and a half on a DVD. I mean, think of preying on your audience like that and then saying we're preying on our audience. Oh, we got video of Jones saying he hates his audience and sells them scam products. Is it in the video? They don't have it. That's how the fraud works. But it's okay. No weapon formed against us will prosper, and it only makes us stronger. But Endgame is available at InfoWarsStore.com. And folks are suddenly buying this DVD up, so I've put in an order, or I told them to last week, in Chicago, where they're printing them, to print 10,000 more. But who knows, this weird climate, if we'll ever even get them or it'll happen. We've got some now. 5-star reviews, 100% reviewed, InfoWarsStore.com. And don't forget, we've got the privacy pockets, the little Faraday cages, block out the contact tracers, being sold the lowest price you're going to find anywhere for ones that actually work, $19.95 at InfoWarsStore.com. And we have the new product. It's like the liquid version of Rocket Rest. It's super strong. Down and out sleep aid, 40% off with free shipping, InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back with your call.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946.
800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Attention radio listeners, if you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electricity, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited number of solar backup generators are now back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently in your own home. So whether it's dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. And the best news, this week only, listeners purchasing a solar generator will receive hundreds of dollars in free off-the-grid bonuses. So go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Again, supplies are extremely limited, so go to mysolarbackup.com today.
Face it, today's electric power grid is more vulnerable than ever. From natural disasters to EMP attacks and hacking, the grid could be crippled for days or even decades in the most dire scenarios. Visit quantumharvest.net to see our built-to-last EMP-protected solar power systems. While millions suffer, you'll have vital power for water pumps, refrigeration, and sanitation. Now that's peace of mind. EMP-protected solar power systems for every need and budget. See our full range at quantumharvest.net.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Appreciate you wanting to give us your take. You're on the All Show Show. Is what do you make of the UN putting out a report? It being picked up by everything, the New York Times, the Washington Post, picked up by Forbes, picked up by the London Guardian. Yeah, we need lockdowns all the time. Humans are bad. We need to starve to death. It'll lower the carbon dioxide that plants breathe. But the real thing is all the big banks, all the big tech companies have doubled or more their profits. As we go bankrupt, because they're essential and we're not. This is 21st century warfare. China created more billionaires than all the world combined last year because this was their operation with Bill Gates and with the whole globalist combine. They're essential, we're not. And we walk right into it because we're good, virtuous Americans. We'll wear that mask. We'll believe your lies. We'll agree to censorship. We'll do whatever because big tech needs to own it all. And now we're here. People are starting to fight back. Some states are saying no, but it's a day late and a dollar short if we don't expose that the New World Order is behind this all, and it's a criminal financial consolidation and a eugenics depopulation operation. We're also talking about Dr. Seuss bans. Remember, first he had to let this group call for it to be banned. A few groups ban it. Media goes, oh, that's ridiculous. Nobody's going to ban Dr. Seuss. Bam. eBay bans it. Bam. Grocery stores ban it. Bam. Bookstores ban it because they're always caving in. Oh, George Washington, the American flag, Star Spangled Banner, Second Amendment. Oh, won't say mother and father. Oh, no, no to Dr. Seuss, who's basically a communist. Because they want power over everything, no matter how ridiculous. And the idiots pushing it, the little leftist, you know, with the different fake outrage groups that go around mobbing everyone to get them banned, they actually feel like they're part of the power structure when they're not. They are the biggest schmucks the planet has ever seen. All right, let's go in the order. These calls have been received. We'll go to Alex and then Lisa. Alex in California, you're on the air. Welcome.
What's up, Alex and team? How are you all doing?
Man, I'm just, you know, watching the New World Order take over.
Oh, man, I know. I hear you. Big shout out to you. Thank you to you and the crew for all your hard work. I just want to say thank you again for everything you guys do.
Well, thank you, brother. We're just fighting together. We're all in the same boat.
So, yeah, I just wanted to talk about the COVID vaccine and anybody that's on the fence still about it and thinking that, you know, everything will be okay. I just wanted to tell a couple quick stories about personal family members that decided to go against my articles and the videos that I've been sharing with them over this last year and got the shot.
Okay, and what happened?
Yeah, so I got my uncle, so my cousins were just, you know, disbelief, not believing anything. So they were trying to, you know, talk my uncle and my aunt to get it. My uncle got the first shot that night, not able to breathe, thinking he was going to need to go to the ER. So he made it through the night, you know, still trouble breathing. It's been like over 2 weeks now. When walking around.
Phone broke up a little bit. Start over. So it looks like he got paralyzed, partially paralyzed, Guillain-Barré that they admit it causes. But if you talk about it, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, they all ban you because you're not allowed to warn people of their predatory activity. This is criminal assault on us.
Exactly, exactly. Like I said, it's been over 2 weeks. He's still having trouble breathing and he's getting winded just walking around.
Well, you know, if they're successfully killing him, they're going to say he died of COVID. You know that, right?
Oh, totally. And I totally have been telling him that. I said, this is just the preeminent part of it. And if you don't die right away, you're going to be getting sick down the road.
Well, can you imagine? Do you think he'll take the second shot if he survives?
Oh, not 100%. Not now. Not at all. Because that same week that my uncle got it, my mom's boss went and got a shot. And so she went from fully working in manufacturing, running up and down because she's a production operation manager. Now, within days after getting that shot, she has to walk around with a cane. She's
Here at the office, again, one of our crew members' mother manages a major nursing home, and they're now 3 weeks, 4 weeks into the shot. That the people barely got out of bed. Some have died now, and they don't come out and eat dinner anymore. They're just all dying. It's all so. What about the rest of your family that was making fun of you? Are they laughing now?
Well, you know, my parents have been right there with me. Last year, they were traveling back and forth, going to Florida, doing their thing. They just think they see through all this, you know, so it's great. I think my sisters that were kind of like, oh, I don't know. Now they're finally seeing the light bulb, you know. So it's great. I just feel like I'm living that everyday nightmare of, like, you guys clip with Kanye West being like, wake up. You know,
let me tell you the story. Everybody overuses Hitler analogies, but they haven't actually studied it. In the last few weeks, when the Russians were surrounding Berlin, Hitler told people, he said, listen, I just wanted to kill a bunch of people. And I wanted to have a big battle and relive World War One. And the Germans have failed, so they deserve to die. And he would say, go ahead and just flood the subways, kill everybody. They'd say, sir, there's no reason to flood 2 million Germans. He said, just kill them. I want to kill them just as much as I want to kill everybody. And so, see, for Hitler, it was about the killing. So we're like, why is Bill Gates doing this? He'll never get away with it. He's having fun killing everybody and watching the media follow his orders. So everyone that signed on to this, how are they going to deal with it, brother, when we already have tens of thousands conservatively? Israel says massive deaths from the vaccine, and it's going to get worse and worse. And then most people actually will then rationalize Hank Aaron dying or whatever. I mean, this is so crazy to watch. Not just that Bill Gates and the globalists want to kill us, but to watch us go along with it and make excuses for it. Does that make sense?
Totally. And it's crazy because, like I said, they already have a plan out where they're going to say, oh, it's a new strain, a new variant that's killing these people, not the shots, not the vaccine. The people are already, like, rationality.
Well, sure, let's take your sister. Let's take your sister. She's like, oh, maybe I'm waking up. Hey, your sister's a nice person. She's not a psychotic killer. She better learn about Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab real quick. I mean, she's not totally awake now that her family member may die? I'm not trying to knock your sister. I'm just saying you can't be too nice to these people. Does that make sense?
I want all everyone out there, if they're still on the fence, please, please wake up. This is not a joke anymore. This is it. Everybody wake up. And there's therapies out there. You don't need the shot. You don't need the shot.
All you need is vitamins and minerals and not being super obese. God bless you. I appreciate your call. And I'm not trying to get mean to your sister. I'm just saying women are so gullible because they're nice. And they project that they would never want to. That's why women get in the car with killers. And women are like three times more likely to get conned by Nigerian scams, by government scams. And men are just lazy and dumb, you know, overplaying with their, you know, what's. But women literally get, like, if there's a con man telling them something super evil, they can't believe it. They go, well, it must be real. That must be a threat. And these women are begging to have their kids vaccinated. It doesn't even kill children. But they want it. Women in every culture led their babies up to fires or to Aztecs, and they would just take your baby and go, thank you. And the mother would take the baby's flesh and eat it. That's how this works, folks. God help us. Seriously. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Lisa in Florida. Lisa, give us your view on this.
Hello. Hi. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go ahead.
Hi. Okay, I'm going to try to stick on topic because I could go like a million different directions.
Hey,
but
you got the floor. I'll try to shut up. Tell us your view on since you're a nurse on COVID. Go ahead. Thank you.
Yep, I am an RN in Florida, and I absolutely am like opposed to the vaccine. I've had recently a lot of patients that have gotten them. I'm going to go back and forth. So a lot of my patients, you know, it doesn't matter who they are. Like, I love my patients. That's what I do, right? I take care of everybody. But a lot of the patients, if their families were in nursing homes or in ALFs, the families, they had extras. So they were able to get some of the injections. So my one patient that they are liberals, but I do like them as human beings, but they are just so clueless. And they were able to get the vaccine because her father was in the facility and they had extras. So they got them. But then, like, 2 weeks later when I came, she's like, oh, my gosh, my dad died. He had, heart failure and he died. It was so sad. And I'm thinking, okay, well, hello.
Lisa, don't hang up. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you. I want you to have the floor. You're a nurse. You've got a lot to say. I want to hear this. We appreciate you. This is exactly what I'm talking about. She's a loving, smart woman. Helping save people, and then meanwhile, 95% of violent crimes committed by men. So when I'm talking about women being gullible, it's not because they're bad. It's not because they're not smart, because on average, they're not like that. And most men aren't bad either, but there's a percentage of men that are psychotic killers like Fauci, Gates, and others. And the sooner we wake up to the fact that most of the killers, most of the murderers, most of the pedophiles are men, and we realize there are bad men amongst us that have to be dealt with, we'll be able to stop all this. Instead, the feminists say all men are bad, and then we all turn against each other. That's BS. It's the predators we have to expose. There's some bad women, too. But we're going to come back to Lisa, I promise. 2 minutes right to you. Take your time. Talk about this. Oh, dad got it. He's dead. Oh, we want it. And then they always rationalize what they can't see. Like, well, you're not an expert on snake bite. How do you know that cobra killed your neighbor? Well, I saw the cobra bite him. They died an hour later. How do you know that bus killed that person? Well, I saw it run over him. We'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time.
That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.